Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right. The Drive is live, and I'm going to need my man's Aaron, who's going to come in here mad and stuff. Hey, listen, I just picked this thing up.
You break a mic already?
I mean, I just pulled it up, and that thing broke off. I'd imagine it's the person who used it prior to me, but I don't know. I would like for this to be fixed by the time we get to the 3 o'clock hour. I'm not making demands, but I would just like to say I'd like this thing to be fixed. I'd like a good piece of steel in my hand, but this is uncomfortable. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, there's nowhere to grab it with them little Burger King hands you got.
First off, I ain't got little Burger King hands. Now don't you start creating that rumor. I got long fingers.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. See?
Oh, no, so.
How long them fingers are?
That middle one damn sure is.
I got some length on that bad boy. That's a treat for you all on YouTube and Twitch. You never know what you get. All right, the Drive is live. A big day. Hey, Mark Vandermeer, the voice.
Vandy.
The voice. Rock and roll in here. Don't you do it.
Rock and roll. Meow.
I hate your guts.
You knew I had to.
Big day here as the uniforms are unveiled. We got to talk to him because he's been the voice since the beginning. He has seen what the Texans have worn game in, game out, year in, year out. We'll get his thoughts on that and the upcoming season and what they've done in the offseason. So Mark Vandermeer joining us at 2:40. Stay tuned with that. We've been talking about it, Clinton and Tyler. We've been talking about the new uniforms. We knew they would be released today at 10 o'clock. And they were released. I was on my phone waiting to see what the new look is. We are a uniform show. We are a show that cares about how you look. I'm a believer of what the great Deion Sanders had to say. Play good when you look good.
Feel good, play good.
You got to, baby.
And I want the dogs.
And we were really looking at this, right? And we heard from D'Amico saying they loved the new jerseys. We heard from C.J. Stroud saying he loved the new jerseys. Clint, I'll let you go first. Your thoughts on the new era, the new chapter for the Houston Texans, the new jerseys.
Absolutely love them. At Doug Vosick and their staff and the fans that they sat down with did an absolutely tremendous, tremendous job with these uniforms.
Ooh, check out the uniform guy.
I'm telling you, Doug, you did a hell of a job, man. Dougie V did absolute work with these unis, man. I mean, it's hard to get four unis right. Right? Now, I'm not talking about like or love. I'm talking about you get four right when the majority of people can look at them and don't go, God, that one stands out. That's hideous. What the hell were you thinking there? He somehow got four uniforms right. One of them, the home deep steel blue. By the way, they're returning to that deep steel blue. That's not a new blue. That is the original deep steel blue of the Texans. It is very similar to what we've seen in the past. The blue uniform. The tradition, the history is bundled up and into that blue home jersey. Absolutely love it. The icy whites, the away jersey, got Houston on the chest, got the horns on the shoulders, got the original helmet. Absolutely love the clean, simple, but super clean look of the icy whites, the aways. The alternate uniforms, Ron, are alternate uniforms. They did it right. It's not the same logo, right? You got one that's the H that represents H-Town through and through, and they did a tremendous job with adding that little bit of H-Town blue in there while staying true to your original colors. Not making the jerseys too busy like the logo is on the hat, on the helmet. Tremendous job. And then you know I saved the best for last. Them all reds. Is that the color rush? Oh,
yeah.
My God. Are you
Holy
kidding me?
Shit.
Are you kidding me? Balls. That the helmet, alternate helmet, shouldn't be the original logo. It's got just the horns on it. I told you yesterday, I love that approach of magnifying the whole logo or part of the logo. It's absolutely tremendous. The red on red on red is absolutely phenomenal. Nico Collins looked absolutely beautiful in them. I'm telling you, I think Doug Vosick and crew, I think it was a grand slam, Ron. My opinion, I'm a very critical POS, SOB, whatever you want to throw out there. Very, very critical. I found it very difficult to find something that I didn't like. Yeah. I mean, we can get into that down the road. If there are a couple of things that I would have done a little bit differently, but my original look, okay, there's the four unis, all four different players, four different unis. Man, I'll be honest with you, I couldn't find anything I didn't like.
Where are you at? 713-572-4610. You can text in those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Jump in as well. I'm seeing some folks here on YouTube and Twitch. Love it. Love the jerseys. They are amazing. Those on the text line, I love the unis. Dropped 400 on new gear this morning. Let's effing go.
Wow.
Yes. Boy, what a love.
Maroon money, Tyler?
There you go.
I'm saying must be. That's a lot. That's a lot of pocket change right there.
Yeah.
Woo! Love that money.
And listen, man, we can hear from some of the people here a little bit later on. I do want to hear from people. I want to get some people to call in a little bit later on. I want to hear how you feel about these jerseys. Do you agree with Clint? Clint said a home run. Clint was a little nervous about what that H-Town helmet would look like and the jersey with it if it would be too busy. It did seem like it fit and paired together well. I even like how that material in the numbers on that particular jersey. Tyler, I know you were hunting this down. You grand slam on this too?
Are
you?
Yeah, man. I don't have any complaints. I mean,
I knew you wouldn't.
Could if there would have been a jersey that was more primarily that oiler blue, maybe that's something that we could talk about or get excited about. But I think the way they did it, with it being an accent type of thing, and it's really popping on those alternates, the H-Town alternates. I love them all. The red, like Clint said, the battle red, the new battle red look with the horns on the helmet and the H-Town made alternate. Those two, I mean, those get me aroused.
Yeah,
full blood flow.
Shout out, timeout, Houston. All of them, fire, fire, fire on YouTube and Twitch. Listen, when I look at these, I think the primary jerseys they're going to wear, Clint, which are the deep steel. Where I think it's even the return to the darker blue. Cal and Hannah talked about it earlier. She said almost like the Yankees color blue, that dark blue. As opposed to the navy, lighter navy. They returned there.
Yeah, let me clear that up real quick. This is from the Texans website. The home uniform is classic, featuring the updated deep steel blue color that matches the original deep steel blue that was unveiled in 2000. So it's the original. It's updated from last year, and it's updated from where over 20-plus years where the deep steel blue kind of got to, right? But they updated it back to match what the original, so that's more OG than you think at first look, to be honest.
I think the primary jerseys, the white and the blue jerseys, we saw those out. I think those are just really, really good jerseys, right? They're really, really good jerseys, and they're solid, solid jerseys. The H-Town blue one we were talking, or the H-Town jersey with the helmet, the old English H. I think those are solid jerseys, really, really good jerseys. Those, I think, are going to sell really, 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 really well. It's like I said, the number and the print there on the inside, but the red jerseys with the red helmet, I think those may rival the best in the league. The game I want to see is the Cincinnati Bengals against the Houston Texans, and the Cincinnati Bengals come out in that all white joint that they wear with the white helmets, and then the Texans in the all red with that. Man, I like that helmet so much. I wish that was the primary, like they did that on the blue one. That was the primary emblem. I understand the traditional Texans emblem, and I heard the McNairs talk about the fans really like that. But that helmet with the horns and all red.
Come on, man.
That has to rival. That's got to be a top three jersey in the NFL. That full thing. They got that thing rolling. That may make offensive linemen look good in there.
The arrow's pointed up.
You think that's the battle, huh?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the fellas don't look as good. I bet you they're gonna make Shaq Mason look good in that bad boy.
Come on now, yeah. Hey, zoom in on a couple of them helmets too. It's that it's got those flakes in it, man. Like yep. the red ones, that it's candy paint, red flakes in it.
Yes, yeah.
I mean that's
and the face mask too. I see that
little nod to H-Town as well.
Yes,
there,
that's right. Texting in the New Jersey make me proud. To be a Texans fan. Sam from Sam Houston State. So, no, man, I think they did a good job. I said this, I feel even more confident. I said it yesterday and the day before, maybe that was just yesterday, that I think the vast majority of people will like them. The vast majority, and I think 75 to 80% of people that are Houston fans like the jerseys. And I bet people outside of that red one, boy, that red one, you can't. Yeah, that one you can't tell.
I got a big response this morning from posting some of the pictures and stuff. I posted a poll as well. Like Tyler said, my poll is a lot like Tyler's poll, at least the results anyway. I've seen him naked, so I don't want to
nice.
Clarify that.
Okay.
The red, the color rush, battle red, candy red, that is winning. So look, I'll be honest with you. I've seen on all the responses on my socials, I think I've seen one person say, no, thank you, I'm done. Everybody else is, it's an overwhelming, we absolutely love them.
Yeah, and with the primary ones they're going to wear, the blue and the white, the deep steel blue, I like that they are clean lines, not too busy, kind of traditional. I like that look. I like that they didn't get too wild with it, too much stuff. I like strong.
A lot of people asking Ron if it's available, and the answer is absolutely right now. Fans are invited to shop the New Jersey and exclusive merchandise beginning this morning at 10 a.m. Right when In the Loop started. You can do that at the Houston Texans team shop at NRG Stadium. The store is filled with new merchandise, apparel, and accessories inspired by the new uniforms, including H merch, bull hoodies, and jerseys. All you got to do, you can go over there, or you can shop online at shop.houstontexans.com. shop.houstontexans.com. We got folks out there spending $400 a pop. Now, you might want to hurry up because this stuff's going to sell fast.
Yeah, yeah. Candy red turning heads. Listen, I want to address something Tyler said, and I'm seeing this on the text line too. When you talk about you've only seen one person really have a complaint, I think the complaint, if you want to say complaint, very similar to what Tyler said, wishing that oiler blue was still prevalent, maybe a jersey that had more influence on that. The H-Town jerseys, they've got some of it, but it's not the primary color. And I'm going to say this. Now, there are going to be Texans fans that have their certain feel about it, and I think this is more than Texans fan, more probably like Houston fans in general. Like, I'll be honest with you, now that we see the jerseys, I'm kind of glad that they're turning the page and they're just kind of moving away from that color. Because, listen, it's I understand the feeling from people in my 4 years here about how they feel about that color. But, like, this is the Houston Texans, right? Like, you didn't come back as the Houston Oilers, and that would be one thing. You're the Houston Texans. And it's time to maybe kind of turn that page a bit and be the Texans. And these are the Texans' colors, not the Oilers. And honestly, I think especially if this team starts winning, like the potential of this team to start winning, I think maybe we may start forgetting a little bit more about that color here. And I'm glad they turned the page on. I'm actually excited that they're saying these are our colors.
Right. Yeah. Look, a couple things, Ron. I'm going to tell you, man, the only reason that I was in the group that was like, yeah, I would like some of the Oiler blue, love you blue, that color uni, is because I think that powder blue, any variation of that powder blue, I think it's one of the dopest uniforms you can see. When Ole Miss does it, it's ridiculous. When U of H did it, when the Chargers do it, yeah, I mean, it's sick, man. I just love the look. It wasn't about the history of the Oilers for me, if I'm being completely honest. And I love your point about, hey, man, let's move on from it. There's a
right, like it's supposed to be like a certain page, man.
As we flush it here, I flush it out, not down the toilet, just flush this thing out. Yeah. I do like, because there is a history to the city. There's a history behind the color. So incorporating it in the jersey to some degree, I really like the gesture. Right, but I don't personally need it to be the entire uniform. I would have been cool with it just because I think those unis are sick. Now, here's what I would have done. You want me to talk about what I would have done real quick?
Go ahead.
In that jersey, the number would have been the same color as the H.
Going in to add a little bit more of that color.
That's the only thing I would have done differently on that uniform was I would have done the numbering and everything on the jersey the same way I did the logo on the helmet. But the fact that they put the deep steel blue helmet on a deep steel blue jersey and they're accenting it with the cleats and the shoes that are the H-Town blue, I think it works really, really, really well. They pulled it off.
Yeah, I'm like I said, listen, I'm with you. The jersey, look, I won't lie, it is a good look. When they pulled it out against the Texans, yes, that was probably the annoying. It's a really good look. But I don't know, man. This is the Texans. They have established, 20, 21 years here. This is their colors. This is their colors. And I see some people rolling in here that have mixed thoughts on it. I think you said that there are many people who feel a certain way about the jerseys and others who don't. Someone said could care less. F the old Oiler jerseys. And then others said, Oiler blue will never die. Show it's Ron. That's fine. I'm just saying it may not, right? That's fine. You know, wear the Oiler gear. Yeah, do it. It's you. But this is the Houston Texans. And to me, they're establishing them. And this is who they are. And they can turn the page. And they're not that, those jerseys ain't coming. Them colors ain't coming. And that's cool with it because these look good.
Yeah, when you win football games and when whatever jersey you do roll out there looks good.
Yes.
Boy, the folks that were just bullish on that color being more prevalent in a uniform, that's those folks, I mean, the thought dies on a vine because you're winning ball games and what you are running out there in looks really, really good. So it's less of a point. So again, Doug Vosick, Texans. I mean that's big, man. Hell of a job, grand slam. Not just a little home run, a little sacrifice. No, grand slam.
Yeah, I think they did a great job. John or Mark Vandermeer will join us coming up 2:40. Make sure you stay tuned, listening for that as we continue to cover the big news right there. The jerseys are out. Hopefully, you've seen them all. The Reds are them right there. They did a hell of a job on those. I bet whoever came to that idea with that helmet, boy. Give that man a raise and a vacation. And maybe a little something more. Whoever came up with that cup. Stop, Tyler. I didn't mean anything nasty.
Oh, you're right. Give it to him.
I did. I meant nasty. All right, coming up, the Astros have a big, big series coming up against the Cubs to try to get themselves out of this hole. They're 9 games under 500, And I have a question that I think we should discuss. What is Alex Bregman now? What is Alex Bregman now? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Shout out to Aaron, engineer. Got that mic right, ready and rolling right there, baby. Indy 500 in there, quick with that thing.
It looked like a NASCAR pit stop.
It was. It was quick, man. Shout out to him. Mark Vandermeer coming up here in about 13 minutes. All right, fellas, big series tonight. We've said that here the last couple times that the Astros have taken the mound. Listen, yesterday I found it interesting. We did this at the end of the show, and I said, who's the face? What's the face? You close your eyes. The face that you see when you think about the Astros and their 7-16 start. Clint said, for him, man, he sees Ryan Presley. Tyler then cheated and then welcomed all kinds of other cheating by many of you listeners, and he morphed multiple people. Well,
that's a perfect example of how contagious it is when you get somebody that can't follow the rules.
Right?
I forgot.
Who did you say? You morphed multiple faces.
It made sense, though. I morphed the faces of all the injured starting Houston Astros start the year.
Yeah, five or six.
Vandermeer, Urquidy, McCullers, Luis Garcia.
Vandermeer's a pitcher now.
Vandermeer.
Did I say that's Vandermeer? Right.
You did. Yep,
Vandermeer. Verlander.
No, but yeah. Vandermeer, a pitcher.
Those V's
also.
Will he's get injured. You.
I was literally thinking, damn, Vandermeer, what did I miss? Did I miss a call-up?
Oh, I bet he
just excited for him to be here next time.
I bet he threw in high school.
I don't think Vandy's a baseball guy.
You don't think so? Uh-uh.
Let's get it on, baby.
I would see him having kind of a Jamie Moyer style of pitching repertoire. Soft stuff. A lot of overhead curveballs. Probably two different curveballs he throws.
Location was the key.
Location was the key,
location,
man.
Location.
And then it'll surprise you, a fastball and strike guys out at 82.
He could locate five different pitches.
Oh, my goodness. Had so many. Change up, two different change up through a circle change. That was Vandy. But those are it. Many people said a lot. I think the most popular name was Jose Abreu. Then some people went up, Dana. And I said Jim Crane, Espada. But I think I saw one or two Alex Bregman. And Alex Bregman is struggling as well. Maybe not to the extent of, nobody's struggling to the extent of Jose Abreu and Ryan Presley. But he is clearly a guy that you had high or certain expectations for hitting in the middle of the order, either third through these first games. What is Alex Bregman now? Should we be changing our expectations of what Alex Bregman is? Because I'm not saying, like, you know, Father Time is grabbing him, but it feels like he is becoming a different player. It feels like it is like, hey, man, this guy lean into the on base. He's going to get on base. He's going to walk. Like, Alex used to be a big-time run producer, home run hitter, power, could hit it all over the place, could do a lot of – like, I just wonder, should we be adjusting our expectations for Alex Bregman?
I mean, it depends on what your expectations are.
Yeah, I guess it is to start.
I mean, I said it 2 weeks ago. I feel like he's just a guy. Like, I mean, it's not – like, I don't feel –
Did you feel that way to start the season?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I've felt that way for a while now with Breg. I don't feel like there's that guy that can carry the team at the plate for a series still in there.
This used to be like,
and I know he had a game a couple games ago where he, but I mean, like, I don't think Bregman's gonna get hot and hit you three bombs in a series. I think when it's all said and done.
See, my expectations for Bregman were very similar to like Kyle Tucker's.
Hey, whoa. I mean, I think you better get down there near Pena.
That's what I'm saying. Should we be adjusting it? Like, right, is that fair, Tyler? I'm thinking Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, that was where I was. Now, maybe Kyle's got a little bit more power or whatever. But to me, those guys hitting 3-4, 2-3-4 in the lineup.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, that's what I'm saying. Are we in a place we need to adjust? Maybe I need to. The way Clint just said that. Whoa.
Well, I don't have a problem. I've said it before. Like, Bregman would probably be my two-hole hitter if I were making the lineup. I wouldn't hesitate to bump a guy up like Pena that's swinging the hell out of it right now. That's seeing it well. I mean, Bregman wouldn't be like in concrete in my two hole, but that's where I think there's still value there, because you talk about the on base percentage and you talk about the discipline at the plate. And
he does feel like two hitter right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he's not a traditional one. He's
not
untouchable. He's not an Astro for life. He's not a guy again that I'm going to expect to carry the team when Yordan Alvarez is not swinging it well. I mean, not even remotely close.
Yeah, I'm watching him, and it is like that. He is somebody that's not getting mentioned as much, but he is, like, again, like last year, it was, hey, it's a slow start. Are we still really slow starters? He's just a different player. Is a different player. Steve and Taylor in H-Town, Bregman has sucked for the first couple of months every single year of his career, like clockwork every single year. It feels a bit different here just watching, because the power has come down year in, year out. Like, from the 2019 Bregman, that guy is what you just talked about. That guy could carry – he was Alvarez-like, second in the MVP. That guy could carry an offense for a week.
Well, Tyler, you can bookmark this, and in 2 months we'll circle back and see where Bregman's at. Surely the numbers – he's hitting .213. I mean, his OPS is .582. His numbers are going to improve.
I mean, and he's
but I'm
I mean,
just like in 2 months, I guarantee you, we're still in a spot where you're like, yeah, good player. There's a spot in this lineup, either in the two hole or the five hole for Bregman, and he'll be on base more than a lot of guys, but he's not a guy that can carry this team.
That's
anymore.
What it feels like. He's a guy that's going to be on base. He's going to walk or whatever. He's going to be on base. Hopefully he does get hot. Hopefully, like you, Steve, you believe, Steven, in H-Town, that this does pick up. But it just feels like a different player. Like, it feels like more of a 15 to 20 home run type player. A guy who has high on base percentage type player. That's where it feels like he's veering towards. All right, coming up, the jerseys were released. The voice of your Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, obviously maybe a pitcher as well, according to Tyler. Mark Vandermeer will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the offseason and these jerseys. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive, and we are joined by the voice, the only voice, of your Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. You can catch him nearly every night behind us on Texans All Access, him and John Harris. But, Mark, it's a jersey release day. There's been a lot of hard work put into this. This has been a long process. Before we get into it, just your thoughts. I mean, you've been here from the beginning seeing the original jerseys and maybe a little different look, but not a complete change like they have done here. Your thoughts coming from the beginning to where they are now.
Honestly, this took a while, obviously. You're entering year 23, and I just felt like we'd stay in those jerseys for a long time, maybe tweak them, which they have, color rush and things like that. You mentioned the red helmet, but this is amazing. This is mind-blowing to see this unfold, to see the fans. I was doing real-time market research in the Texans team shop this morning. It's on my Instagram feed, at Texans Voice, and interviewing people, customers in the store. They were so pumped up to get this new merch. They were so excited about the colors. They loved the battle red. You guys were talking about the battle red.
Yeah, those
how are... that, you know, there were leaks. We all know about the leaks and everything, but nobody really saw the red, right? And the red is amazing. No one really saw the white either, other than the photo of Tank and Nico and the other leaked photo. So to see the stuff up close and personal in the store is incredible. And I know you have jerseys here in studio and people watching can see it and people listening. Get over to the Texans team shop or wherever you can get the gear, see the gear, because seeing it in person, I can say this as well. I was at the team photo shoot. Seeing the guys wear the jerseys is a whole other experience live right in front of you. We aired a bunch of interviews a few weeks ago. They were all done during that team shoot because they had a lot of waiting around. So, you know, put a headset on.
Sure.
Let's talk to you. We weren't talking about the uniforms, though. We were just talking to them about the offseason. But they're literally wearing the uniforms right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room. So off the air, they're saying, man, these are fire. They love these uniforms. And it's going to be fun to watch them play in them.
Mark, you've been around the game of football in several different capacities for a long time. And I think this jersey thing, in terms of people changing jerseys and whether it's universities at the college level or it's pros, what percentage do you think, in your opinion, do they get it right? Not the Texans. Not talking about this because
I think we can all agree
they got this one right and some, but just it seems like because they were so right, it's like it's a good job. But really, I mean, there's a lot of teams that screw this up, man.
It's funny because I was at the University of Miami before I was with the Texans, and they had numerous jersey changes. The dark green jersey, for instance, that the Canes sometimes wear, that was a real controversial thing at one point because people wanted to see them in the orange more often than not, or white, not that dark green. But you know what helps? Winning in them. When you win a national championship wearing those things or play a bunch of games along the way to a national championship, they're beautiful, right? So with the Texans, look, if you go 2-15 in these things, they might not be as attractive. But I think they're attractive off the hoof, right? Just seeing them, they're attractive. But it's all going to be about the team wearing them on the field. You know, everything we're discussing here and everything we've seen and all the cool videos, great. Let's see them on the field at NRG Stadium opening day. Well, Hall of Fame game will be opening day, really. And they'll be wearing, I would presume, the Liberty Whites, but we'll see. But that'll be super cool to see them on television. If you happen to be at the game, all that stuff is going to be the best, just seeing the players on the field.
Voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, joins us right here live on The Drive. I know we want to get to some offseason. The draft is coming up a little bit. I'm just curious. You said they're entering... This is entering season 23. What do you think something brought about, like saying, hey, let's kind of change this. Let's make a kind of a new era. That's what it feels like right now. And it's odd, or not even odd, but maybe a coincidence that coming off of last year and now it really feels like the energy is to another level. And it just happens to be the timing of the change of the jersey. Was there something that went into the thought, if you know of, hey, we need a new look. We need a new update. Was it something more deeper than maybe just saying, hey, we just won New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, way deeper, because they were here this morning, the McNairs, right? The McNairs set the tone. And I think, you know, we had COVID, and you had the O'Brien era, and things are going along well. You're winning divisions, but then COVID hits, and Bill O'Brien's gone. And I just think that the McNairs felt like we need to evolve. And they've used that word. And it was not only on the field. It was off the field. It was in all ways. And let's just get better. Let's get better than we were, as good as we were. I mean, look, this team won a bunch of division titles and got to the divisional round. A lot of teams would love to do that, right? But Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they wanted more. And it's not just words. You know, they made it happen. They went through a lot of changes in the building, football-wise and otherwise, and you see the results. And, you know, Greg Grissom is president. Doug Vosick gets here. He's got this great imagination. He comes from the soccer world in sports, where they get a new jersey every year, right? So for him, it's like, let's do something with these uniforms. And everybody was on board. And, you know, you heard the McNairs talk about it. Everything from the red swatch being the same as Ohio State to other elements that went into creating these jerseys. But to go along with what's happening on the field, because think about it, guys. This time, let's go prior to the hiring of D'Amico Ryans. Texans are coming off a 3-win season. And you know you have good draft capital, but you're thinking, what is going to happen here? And then you hire D'Amico. Here we are 14, 15 months later, and they're the darlings of the NFL. Now, we all know it's about what happens on the field, but it's such a cool spot to be in with the uniforms, with D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud, all the rest of the guys. This is fire.
Yeah, you don't want to put the cart before the horse. You don't want to get too excited. But, boy, as you're laying that out right there with the hiring of D'Amico Ryans, the uniforms were already in the works in terms of changing the uniforms. You go out and you win 10-plus games. You win the division. CJ and Will play lights out. D'Amico should have been coach of the year. And now it just seems like, I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I don't want to go there yet. But, boy, it sure seems like the stars are aligning, man, for a lot of good to happen around these parts.
You know what happens when you go with that S word. S words. SB. Yeah. But you're right. Look, good teams are going to get great expectations. But the good teams, the great teams, handle that so well.
Yep.
And they're not there yet. They've had one really good year with D'Amico Ryans. Now they have to have another really good year. How does that translate? I don't know. We all know how hard it is just to get to the divisional round. Because a lot of people, a lot of fans are telling me, now you got to get to the AFC Championship game and beyond. Yeah, you'd love to do that. But you know what I look at it as? It's not like you got to win that game. You got to win 10 games just to get to the postseason in all likelihood, right? At least 10. So it's all about week one, and no one wants to hear that, but let's enjoy it, man. This is fun to see these uniforms unveiled. We got the draft coming up. That's going to be cool. Then take the next step, go to the Hall of Fame game, see Andre get in. Awesome. And then, you know, we'll take it one step at a time because, you know, look at the Astros situation. It's great to win the championship, but it was fun getting there as well. And you have to enjoy the getting there. That's how I feel.
Sure.
In life and football.
Yeah. Mark, you spoke of the draft coming up and that. As of now, starts Friday for the Texans. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But Andre, Johnny, and I are live Thursday.
Yes.
With the first round.
And Cal even spoke about it, saying, hey, you never know what Nick's going to do. Nick may jump back in. He spoke to that. One of the things I thought was, in the offseason, they've done such a good job of adding parts. Now, there are still some areas that Clint and I have talked about that they have to address. But I think they've done so much so that they've put themselves in that unusual situation where I think they can actually go in a lot of directions. They can go draft for best player available when you look at them having two first-round picks, a third and two fourths. They can go and draft for need. And I think they have the luxury to be able to draft for potential future if that is something they can go with. So I think they're really set up great for the draft coming up.
You know, future, I've heard you say that, Ron, and I thought that was pretty wise right there, because let's say they take a receiver with the second pick in the second
round. Clint, calm down.
That they have.
Easy, Vandy, damn it.
But we face the very real prospect that heading into free agency next year, you don't have Stephon Diggs and you don't have Nico Collins, right? That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have them both. I don't know. Let's just talk about hypotheticals here for a
Noah
moment.
Brown, 1 year deal.
Yep. You might need to draft somebody just to develop them, and then maybe you can only re-sign one of those guys. Look, I'd love to see Nico here forever. To me, he's a beloved Texan already, and I love guys who have been here during the tough times, and then they have some good times, and look at the season he had. So I adore Nico Collins as a person and a player. But I'm just talking in real football terms here. You don't have him until you have him. So they might need to do that. Maybe that's a little early, Clint, for a wide receiver, but who knows if there's somebody who drops that they absolutely love. Why not? Because they are in a position, like Nick said, where do they have to draft a certain position group? Not really. Yeah, you'd love to fortify defensive tackle, cornerback. I get that. Yeah. But if somebody drops that has that high value and they drop for a different reason, there was a run on some other position group or whatever, go ahead, take the plunge. Do you guys think Nick's going to stay with those two second-round picks, or at least one of those is going to move somewhere up or down?
Oh, I think he's going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's going to move. I for the party's sake, I hope he doesn't move to Thursday.
Yeah. I do. I feel like he gets up higher in that second round.
Well, it's not like once the draft gets going on Thursday night, Nick moves back into the first round. Party! Let's go!
Everybody just open it up, running down there.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I've been bullish on defense in certain positions, but look, if a Randy Moss situation happens, it'd be hard to be disappointed in that. If it's one of those, where you just got a guy sitting there, you're just like, golly, you can't pass on this guy. Yeah. That's a little bit of a different animal, but there's just – that cornerback position scares me, man. The D-tackle position doesn't worry me as much. I was more bullish on getting a guy in here that's an absolute game changer at that position versus some journeyman. It's the corner position and the linebacker position that just concerns me right now.
Depth at linebacker, and let me guess, with the corner position, I'm thinking they got a lot of options there. Something's got to work, and I think that's the hope, right? That something's got to work there with the kind of talent they do have, and it hasn't worked out in other places for the two guys.
I love the experimenting with former top 10 picks. I personally, a lot of people hate it. I love it. But, I mean, there's a reason why those guys are available in here. And so, and I'm not as worried about that because D'Amico schematically it's easier to cover a corner, especially one that has that kind of gifts that just isn't up to snuff in certain positions. It's easy to cover that guy up. It's tough to cover up a linebacker, like not having depth or a defensive tackle that just depth, but you don't have the game change at the top. That stuff's hard to cover up.
And what's going to help those corners? Pass rush.
Come on, man.
And it looks pretty good on paper right now. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
For you, Vandy, they've made a lot of moves in this offseason. For you, the biggest one, the one where you were like, oh, whew, this is a game changer.
I think Hunter is the biggest one for me. As big as Diggs is, as a name and the national attention you get, Hunter, you know, there we were at the end of day two of the negotiating period, legal tampering, and they dropped this bomb, and it was awesome because you knew you were losing Grenard. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh, you just picked up one of the very best in the game, and he's a local guy too. That was awesome to me, and that set the tone for everything else to follow. And then they add to it because you already had Autry. I thought, all right, Autry can rush the passer from the outside, but then they keep adding to it. They get Barnett back, which I love. And I think a huge factor this season is, again, who they pick up in camp, who they pick up along the way during the season, guys we're not even talking about or thinking about, not even a glint in our eye that could end up helping this football team. You hope they don't need them the way they did last year, because last year, as good as it was, they were so banged up last year. I mean, they were limping into the finish almost, and they excelled through that, beating the Colts. I was really worried about that Colts game because I knew how banged up the guys were. You know, Will Anderson barely practicing. He's got a ski boot on his foot and, you know, the rest of the injury issues they had. But they obviously responded well.
Yeah. All right, Vandy, we appreciate you. And we're also always listening, Texans All Access, following
live tonight at the party.
There you go. At the party, huh? There you go. Yeah, the big jersey reveal party. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've already been revealed, but, you know.
But who doesn't like a party?
To celebrate a bit?
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Why not?
Yeah, especially when it's a grand slam, not just a little old dink single.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes. You feel real good about the celebration.
Yeah, baby.
Vandy, we appreciate you, and we got to do it again.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Coming up, big 3-3, the Astros, big series coming up as J.P. France gets the ball. We'll get you ready for that, as well as more on the story of the day, the Texans uniforms and a crazy, crazy night in the NBA, one of the best doubleheaders we've seen in a long time. All of that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.